Blog Talk Radio. Transit back to New York, so we're not gonna waste no time. We're just gonna get straight to the point, honey, because I'm gonna need a lot of help tonight, honey. Hi to all the girls in the chat room. Hi to all the girls on the phone line. We are here to definitely recap the motherfucking North Carolina Awards Ball and the North Carolina Rumble. But Switchboard, let's not waste no time. Let's go to the Bronx, Miss Thang, and get my Banshee Cunt motherfucking co-host on the motherfucking line, the legendary one herself, Nicole Icon. Hey!
What's going on?
Nothing mind you, driving on 95 North, honey, on my way back to motherfucking New York, motherfucking city, honey.
How did you make it?
Oh, well, honey, you know, I was with the children, honey, and so I was supposed to be home at 11:30, but, you know, we stopped at the mall, we stopped and had something to eat, and me and the children just was out, and we were just having a good old time, honey, and, you know, just enjoying each other, honey, enjoying the time. And things of that nature.
Okay. What's the tea, Facebook? Hi, chat room. It's Nikki. What's going on?
Yeah, sonny, but you know, we was in North Carolina this summer. We was in North Carolina, honey, this weekend for the North Carolina Awards Ball, honey. And it was packed, honey. The girls was in the building this day. The girls traveled from near and far, honey, and came to North Carolina this weekend, Nicole.
Oh, work. I heard it
yes.
was up in the building.
Yes, it was definitely a packed building. They made their change. They gave out their change, Miss Day, and whatever change they didn't give out on Saturday, honey, they finished on Sunday at the Rumble if the girls wanted to come out and the girls were still in town, Miss Day. It was definitely a cute weekend. I had a cute weekend, Miss Day.
Okay.
Yes, I had a few weeks.
Conflicts in the categories.
It was just you know what? I have to be able to be real about the situation. But I always say about these lemon judges, these lemon mistakes. We're back to the lemons once again. First of all, I was up there. I wasn't up there for the segment that I was supposed to be up there for. I was supposed to be up for the initial segment, but the legendary award mother Jasmine Contorm is right couldn't make it to North Kakalaki this weekend. So I was sitting at the end segment, that segment that she was supposed to be on, and these Butch Queen and Drags, Miss Thang, that came out there, only two of the Butch Queen and Drags, I had to say grand prize to the Chanel Chow that won, but only two Butch Queen and Drags that came out there, Miss Thang, gave me boy, Miss Thang, when they came out there. The rest of them gave me, like, you know, crusty little girl fams or whatever the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fact of these Butch Queen and Drags had on acrylic nips. Look, this is the first, you know, I had two altercations this weekend. The first altercation that I had this weekend started with the Butch Queen and Drags having on acrylic tips, okay? If they had came up there for realness and they had on acrylic tips, Miss Thang, they should have been chopped. Butch Queen and Drags don't have acrylic tips unless Ching May was in the back doing motherfucking French tips. I know, I went to the bathroom. I didn't see King May in the bathroom doing French tips. So why do Butch Queen and Drags have all French motherfucking tips with acrylic and things, Miss Thang? They should have been chopped because boys don't come with tips on, Miss Thang. So I was chopping the girls and you know that I got into an altercation with this monkey, Miss Thang.
Oh, God.
Because, you know, I got into altercation with this monkey, and this monkey wanted to have things to say, Miss Thang. And so, you know, it was just a mess, Miss Thang. And then security came, and then they broke the whole situation up. But, you know, I wanted to really smack the shit out of that motherfucking monkey. And all the girls know who the monkey is I'm talking about, Miss Thang. So y'all know who it is. I can't see the chat room because I'm on the road, Miss Thang.
Well,
but y'all know who...
Chat room, tell me who this monkey is.
Oh.
Thank you.
There ain't gonna be no holding nothing back tonight, girl. Who the fuck is the monkey?
They said it was Booty.
It wasn't Booty. It was the legendary monkey himself, Father Man Prodigy.
Oh,
they said, okay, man, prodigy. Sorry, bro. Okay. All right.
Yeah, that was the first monkey that tried in this motherfucking weekend to say, man, Cheeto, and it was just a whole bunch of shame and all types of things to say. And you know, I'm Michelle Obama, Miss Thing, and I came with Secret Service. I always come with Secret Service, and Secret Service is ready to attack Miss Thing, but you know, I have to tell Secret Service to stand down, Miss Thing. But she could have got it, Miss Thing. But my new motto that tomorrow night makes 1 year that we'll be on the show, okay? That have been doing the show. The 24th will be my new motherfucking birthday, or the 24th is going to be my new birthday, or the 24th is going to be my new birthday. And my new birthday wish that I'm blowing out on my candle is, I'm Michelle Obama, bitch, and my kids are motherfucking Secret Service. And I'm not going to stop Secret Service for doing what the fuck they got to do. So the next bitch, or the next butch queen that feel that they want to try it, bitch, I'm going to let Secret Service loose on their ass. The way man waves his hand and the prodigies they chant is the way I'm going to wave my hand and point at the bitch and let my butch queen and my butch queen in drag and my femme queen that tears it motherfucking fuck the girls up for my new motherfucking birthday, because Wednesday is my motherfucking new birthday. Okay? That was the first altercation.
All right, Kelly, let's stop for a minute. First of all, I want to say hello to everybody in the chat room. Well, hello to all the listeners. Let's all keep in mind that there's still another show that's airing right now that should be over with within the next 38 minutes. So we're going to try to keep it kind of basic so we can still, you know, have some room for those people when they do come off that show and come over here. But in the meantime, the red carpet is on. It's their return show. In the meantime, Kelly, yes, everybody, I was unable to make it to North Carolina this weekend. Unfortunately, could not make it on time to that last flight out of Orlando, and I just could not make it. But, Kelly, I do want to just ask you a couple of questions. Now it's time that we're going to end the year out on this show. And we do have a new, you know, anniversary show tomorrow and stuff that I want everybody to please tune into tomorrow. We are going to have tons of special guests. We're going to have special things that are going to take place tomorrow. So please tune in tomorrow for our anniversary show. We have been around for 1 year. But tonight, Kelly, I'm going to interview you. I'm not an interview, but I'm going to sit down and ask you a couple of questions. And it's not from mother to daughter. It's not house member to house member. And it's not friend to friend. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, standing from the outside looking in. What the hell happened in North Carolina this weekend as far as you on the judges panel? Because everybody said that you were being fierce. What was that all about?
I wasn't being fierce. I was being real, and I was being politically correct. The girls need to stop with this phoniness and this motherfucking bullshit, and let's get the shit back to being the correct way. The category was Butch Queen Up and Drag's Realness. You have to come out there looking like a Butch Queen and get your tent and get checked for moans. They came back and these bitches had motherfucking acrylic tips. Ching Ming wasn't in the back, so they should have been chopped from the motherfucking door before I even got up there to judge them when they got in drags.
Not to cut you off, Kelly, but we're not going to start this shit in the chat room. Whatever your fucking name is, Obama, you're sitting there attacking Kelly, so we're going to kick you out and say goodnight to you. Create a new screen name and come back or something like that. But you're not going to sit there and attack Kelly and call her all type of names and stuff. We're not going to do that tonight. Enough violence. I mean, it's really enough is enough. But go ahead, Kelly. I'm sorry.
If the lemons that was up there for the first segment did what they had to do, I wouldn't have had to chop the girls when I came back up there. Okay? The only chill, and not taking nothing away from anybody that came out there, but the only chill out that whole line that gave me, boy, when they came out there, was Legendary Tyana Milan and my motherfucking daughter, Imani Mizrahi, was the only two that gave me fucking boy.
Okay, so did the category call for them to be a boy? Or did the category just call for them to just come out and prove that they're not on hormones or anything like that?
Okay, for the, I don't know where it came from because I didn't read the description of the category, but they had to be a boy and not be on moles or some shit, bitch.
Okay, but you weren't judging that segment, so it didn't matter what you felt or what you thought at that time if they came out as boys or not. But you're judging the category when they came out as drags around. So what are you judging these people on? Were you judging them based on them being real, or were you judging them based on nails and acrylics and all the rest of that stuff?
I was judging them on being real and being a butch queen in drag, a butch queen up in drag. I was a butch queen up. I was a butch queen up in drag for many years.
Okay.
Okay.
So during that process, they said that you were kind of fierce the whole night. What else were you doing? Like, were you fierce with the runway category? Were you chopping a lot of people there? Like, what was the tea with that?
I was only doing. I was under the promoters read the description of the category, and I went as long with the how they read the description of the category. I was not the only judge being fierce, and the girls said I was being fierce. I was not being fierce, Miss Day. I don't like butch queens up on me. They must be talking about when they was walking sex siren or they was walking realness, and they was coming all up in my face selling their realness and selling their sex. You don't have to come and stand in my face and do all of that for me to know that you're real or for you to be sexy and talking to me and being all aggressive. Bitch, if you're real, it's going to speak for itself.
Okay. So, during this altercation, or during all this stuff going on, my cell phone is going off. During all this altercation or whatever's going on, you got Man Prodigy that makes a comment towards you or you make a comment towards him. What was that all about?
The comment was, butch queens have been dragged on have acrylic tips. And then she popped the nails off and he said something. And then I said, here's the problem now, because y'all sit here and y'all let these girls get through on the whip of the motherfucking eye, Miss Thing, instead of critiquing them the way they need to be critiqued. And then that motherfucking black monkey bitch, that was talking about, you been getting through some years, Miss Thing. And so I was going to kick her ass until security came, and my kids came to whoop her ass.
So she makes comments towards you. So these are supposed to be two of the leaders in the ballroom scene, and they're arguing and fighting on the judges' panel. Nicole, what are your thoughts?
A mess. But what I did know that that category was going to be, I'm kind of with Kelly with that. If the problem is no one is taking it back to it. No, the category is butch queen and drags, and it says bring it like a boy. And I should see you bring it like a boy, and then I should see you come and bring it like a girl. I shouldn't see the in-between. If you were a boy with a curlic, or you went back as a came back as a drag, and you had nails from the nail salon, how did you do that with you being, I don't know. But the point of the matter is, she wasn't judging that segment. It wasn't left up to her to chop her for that part of the segment.
Mm-hmm. All right, Kelly. During the rest of that night, that wasn't the only altercation that took place on that panel. There was other altercations as well?
There was other altercations that happened. You know, the pretty boys got chopped. A lot of the pretty boys got chopped that came out, even legendary Rich Miyakamuglen, he also got chopped for pretty boy women. And I can definitely agree with the icon overall father, Tony Revlon. Pretty boy realness, they need to be pretty. They need, a lot of these boys that walk, I'm not even going to read them, but like Tony said, pretty boy realness, you think of somebody that's pretty like a bitch. Pretty boy realness has really changed, and that was one of the other altercations. There was a couple of other altercations up there, but I really don't remember them, you know, offhand, unless it had anything to do with me or the judges was right in my area of my thing. And I think a lot of girls always point me out for the one being fierce. You see, that's the problem. All these other bitches that be up here and they sit on judges panel, Miss Thang, don't be wanting to chop these girls, Miss Thang, because they're not bringing it right, Miss Thang, because they don't want the altercations. But when I sit here and I chop them because I'm reading the category the way the promoters wrote the category or the way they say the category, then bitches want to say that I'm fierce, bitch. All these other punk-ass motherfucking limit-head motherfucking judges need to start doing what the fuck they need to be doing, bitch, and bitches want to say that I'm fierce, bitch, because I'm doing it motherfucking correctly.
Well, they basically were saying in the chat room is saying it, that you not only was you fierce at that category, but you was fierce with, like, Pretty Boy and all that other stuff. But, okay, we're not going to say
First of all, I didn't chop anybody. I didn't chop two people for Pretty Boy, and one of them was my house members that I did chop also this day. But the icon was the one that chopped Pretty Boy real, it's everybody that came out.
I know, that's right, Grandpa.
They chopped that child that came, they chopped that boy that came off of Pretty Boy Wilderness that they thought, that Tony thought that was pretty to his standard and that looked like a bitch, and Tony chopped everybody else that fucking came out there. So, bitches, if you wasn't at the motherfucking ball, bitch, get your motherfucking facts the fuck together. Just because we were sitting together don't mean that I was the one doing all the motherfucking chopping.
I know that's right, girl. All right, so you can't really comment on what happened with all the other altercations, but I did hear that the icon was going to be listening to the show tonight, Tony Revlon. So he's more than welcome to come on the show if he likes. I also heard that the Prodigies were going to be listening. I see that the lines have gotten full. They're actually in the hundreds. So if you girls that are calling in can stop getting, you know, if you guys can't get through anymore, I'm sorry, but the lines are full. Go to your computer and listen. The chat room is building up. Or just keep trying back after we take your call. We're going to disconnect you to make room for the other people that are calling in. But I think tonight is going to be a night. The ball was crowded from what I heard. The ball had so many people in the building, but I also heard that they did not get through a lot of the categories. 20 and 30 people were walking each category, pretty similar to what happened at the Capitol Awards ball that Harold and I threw the beginning of this last year. I don't know. Who do you point the finger at a situation like that? You know, can you blame the promoter because of that? Can you blame... And I just got a message that Econ and Marcus are on the line, and they would probably be coming on to talk about the ball. But, I mean, who do you really blame on that? I'm going to bring them on shortly. But who do you blame in a situation like that, like Nicole, Kelly? I mean, I personally went through that, you know, at the Capitol Awards. Who do you really blame for that? The fact that you really can't get through all your categories, you have a packed house, about 1,000 people in the building, you have 20 people walking each and every category, and unfortunately you cannot get through to the next category. You know, I mean, in some cases you got to be very grateful that, you know, Jack brought a rumble to the city where they were able to continue the next day. What if there wasn't a rumble? You know, what do you do in some cases?
Hey.
You know?
I'm sorry, in chat room. Well, that's a real tough one, because in the event that you got 30 people walking 3 and 4 categories, that built in time. But it goes back to, if everybody would get there on time, and balls would start earlier than they used to start, then maybe we can alleviate this problem. Everyone is thinking that the balls is going to start fashionably late. You know, if that ball says 6 o'clock, you know you ain't got to be there until 9. No, you should be there at 6, and it should be unstarted. That's the way it has to go. And in order for people to get it, they will be on time or they will miss their category, and there's no need to attack the promoter or the person who's given the ball. Attack yourself from not being prompt.
But just like at the collections ball this year, we didn't wait for Jack and Kool-Aid. They didn't wait for Jack and Kool-Aid to start the ball. Jay and Deshaun was already on the mic, but myself and Jack and all the kids got to the ball. They already had started letting Save the Stars, and the awards was already done. It was just a lot of people. It was screaming a lot of people walking every category.
They blamed off the promoter and that they, you know, there's so many people that's not going to have their category. Listen, like, your balls are not like the way it used to be when I was young. There's lots of balls all over the United States. The Midwest is coming through. LA is coming all over the United States. I mean, come on. Like, cause, if you miss your category, save your outfit to the next ball. Get over it. Because if you're there on time, you wouldn't miss your category. Everybody want to make an entrance.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that people are bringing up is Legend Statement and Stars. Definitely does not need to be as long as it usually is and stuff like that. And those case scenarios.
But the Legend Statement and Stars is longer like that so that it's there to buy time. So mind you, they start that late. Cause it's there.
That's
to buy
Marcus
time.
And Econ coming on to talk about the ball. Hello?
Hi, Marcus and Econ. How y'all doing?
Okay. Econ?
I enjoy. I enjoyed myself in the lineup.
We enjoyed having you. Thank you for coming down.
Right.
You're welcome. Now go ahead. Y'all time to shine. Go ahead, baby.
I'm a star. This is Econ. Yeah. Let me first just start off by saying hello, Kelly, Jasmine, Nicole, everybody that's online.
Mm-hmm.
We are definitely, I want to extend a heartfelt appreciation for everyone that came down to the Carolinas. You know, in spite of, you know, again, the ball not completing and, you know, different things here and there, venue change, whatever the case may be, it was a successful night. Like I said, over 1,000 folks in the building for the awards ball. The Roma ball the next night was packed. You know, a little minor infractions here and there, but no major fights and things. And normally with a ball with that magnitude of folks, which I haven't been to in a long time like that, you know, you can almost expect the unexpected at any time. So I just thank all the leaders and the parents and the legends and icons that graced the Carolinas. Just I really appreciate it. And I also want to take the moment to appreciate the other co-partners of ours, the planning committee, Father Terrell Ebony, our legendary Robert Allure, Tim Chanel, Jerry Prodigy, as well as Marcus Escada and myself, for you know, throwing this awards ball on. I really appreciate it, everybody.
Thank you. And John, Jasmine, and Kelly, the other promoters are also on the line as well. I'm not quite sure what number they are, so if they can text me to let me know, so maybe if you guys can bring them on after we finish or at the same time as possible. But again, just to piggyback Econ, we want to thank everybody for coming. When you put together 1,000 people in a space and allow all this creativity happen, it was just really kind of magical, and we were really excited to see everyone doing what there was. You know, some categories had 30, some categories had 50, some categories had 60 people walking. You know, I've never seen a school bird run its line that long ever in life, and it was actually pretty remarkable just to see everybody competing. To the Drag Realness girls, congratulations to Aoki on her $1,000 win, being the first. Congratulations to Trez Prodigy on his $1,000 plus win. Definitely was remarkable. But, you know, we're also here to answer people's concerns per se, you know, if they were at the ball.
Okay.
Do you have any of the additional numbers so we can bring them on as well?
Sure. I am unto you.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do that right now.
Yeah, but I definitely enjoyed my trip in the Carolinas, honey. I had a blast at the ball, honey. I had a blast at the Rumble, honey. I had a blast on the road. My road trip coming back here tonight, honey. I'm still on the road, honey, and I'm still having a blast, honey.
Bring my umbrella back too.
Mother love. I love coming out of state and having fun, honey. And it was just a blast, honey. The hotel was everything. Upstairs in the penthouse suite, and it was just cute. All the girls were just around, honey. And I just had fun, honey. And I want to give a big shout out to all the winners. Definitely to the Chanel child that definitely won. I don't know her name, but I definitely want to give her a big shout out for definitely coming and snatching that coin, Miss Sang. And it was Keith, Miss Sang, honey. But the next time somebody does a motherfucker, the next time somebody does a drag category, Miss Sang, or does a category period, Miss Sang, for a large amount of money, Miss Sang, girls, please put a statement up there on y'all categories, Miss Sang. That bitch, please make it known that people that are known for this category, Miss Sang, because I don't like to see Butch Queen Vogue fans, Miss Sang, up in motherfucking drags trying to walk drag categories, Miss Sang, with a Butch Queen Vogue fan, Miss Sang. Girl, what the fuck?
I think we got Tim Chanel on the line. Tim, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Tim.
How you doing?
Go ahead, Marcus and Tim.
Yeah, go ahead, Tim. You have anything to say?
Oh, no, I just want to thank everyone for coming out down to North Carolina. We do apologize for the venue change and everything like that, and I want to thank all the legends and icons and all the houses that supported us and the overall ballroom scene, because we are definitely trying to make our state a state or force into the ballroom scene, and just want to thank everyone.
All right.
Also, what did you say, Kelly? Sorry.
Kelly?
What you said?
He was asking what you said. Are you on speaker?
No, hold on 1 minute. Can you hear me now?
We can hear you, but you're loud and echoing.
Oh, wait, hold on. This phone, you know, I'm on the phone, honey. You know, I don't ever use the cell phone to do the show.
Because you need so much air in the car, you got the windows open. So you hear everything.
Oh, no. No, I don't have, I don't. No, I don't have the window open, Miss Day. I'm in a big suburban motherfucking truck, Miss Day, and I got 9 kids with me, Miss Day, and everybody's on their cell phone because they want to hear the show. So everybody's on their cell phone listening to the show.
Everybody in that car better be on that phone, but that driver, you better not be on no damn phone.
No, my son is not on the phone. The doctor is driving me back home.
Which one is that? What son is this?
My son, that being called the D-Up Ball and Miss Awards Ball this year, Miss Sang, bitch,
North
what I tell you, North Carolina, y'all, baby, let me tell y'all for something, baby. Y'all put North Carolina on the motherfucking map, okay? And I don't give props up to just anybody, bitch, and I was speaking to Jasmine earlier today, bitch, and I told Jasmine, since the Capitol Awards Ball, y'all ball was the only ball that was close to damn near to Jasmine and Harold doing the Capitol motherfucking awards for, bitch. Y'all was packed to capacity.
Actually, this is Econ. I just want to add to that, you know, we're actually the Carolina Ballroom Council. I know through talk we always be tending to say North Carolina, but we are a joint effort between North and South Carolina. We're just so large in the Carolinas, but we definitely appreciate and extend even the support that we get from both states, North and South, combining to make the Carolina Ballroom Council what it is.
Hey, yes. Big shout out to the Carolinas, honey, because y'all did y'all thing.
In the building. I am realer than your mother. Y'all in the building.
Well, did you guys have anything else to say about the ball? Because we want to kind of go into the next kind of like drama that took place the next night.
Well, with that, you know, we appreciate everybody coming. Just to let everybody know that, yes, the D-Up Clash of the Champions 3 ball is coming to Charlotte, North Carolina. We're calling it a road to redemption this year. We're starting a lot earlier. You guys know what D-Up gives. It gives long lines. It is a free ball, and it's Charlotte. Oh, sure. We'll listen on the internet. Thanks.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you guys so much for calling.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Okay.
All right, Kelly.
Well, that was the madness. And then, you know, before we go into Sunday night, it was a whole bunch of controversy in the parking lot, Miss Sang. But I couldn't get to the parking lot, honey, because, you know, I had the overall princess of the house of Mizrahi. She was on, honey. I had her on. That's
to the show. You're probably pressing one or whatever, but I can only see the first 50 numbers.
So if you call past those 50 numbers, then I cannot see your number. The best thing that you can do is send over an instant message to tensorchops@yahoo.com if you guys are trying to get in. I know there's a certain icon that is trying to get on tonight. I know that there's some people from the House of Prodigy that may be trying to get on tonight. And all the drama with the cons. So if you are trying to get on, find a way to send a message over to tensorchops@yahoo.com or get in that chat room or find a way to call your girlfriend that was in the first 50. But all y'all late bitches that be coming in late, I can't see your number, and I'm not going to hang up on these people yet until we take some calls. Go ahead, continue, Kelly.
Okay, and so that was the altercation there. So you know, I got in the car and we left, honey. Went to the Waffle House, honey, and bitch, they have shit in the motherfucking Waffle House that we went to, bitch. They have no cheese, bitch. They have no jelly, bitch. They have no motherfucking spray butter for the motherfucking waffles or nothing, bitch. You didn't have to read the cunts in the Waffle House, bitch, and everything. So we went back to the hotel, went to sleep. We got up, went to the mall and stuff, and went out to dinner and things. We went to the Rubber Ball, honey. The Rubber Ball was really packed. The girls definitely came out, and they came out to motherfucking Rumble. You know, I was at the gym rock, we came out of battle, and I enjoyed an old school battle with Miss Shay Shay. Love you, Shay Shay. A big shout out to motherfucking Miss Chanel. How y'all doing, Chanel? I see you. And so, I know they said I wasn't in there, but hold on. I got my paper. Hold on. I got the paper here right now. Hold on. Let me go in my purse so I can give y'all the winners of the Rumble Ball, honey. I got the information right here in my purse, honey. So I can tell you exactly who won what, honey. See if I can read my son's gibberish that he put up here, honey. Hold on. Okay, Butch Queen Sex Siren goes to D. Anthony. Let's see, he won Butch Queen Sex Siren. Pretty Boy Realness goes to the Ebonese. Butch, Pretty Boy Realness go to Raiden 007. Ness St. Clair won a realness category. Jade Revlon won another realness category. Khan won another realness category. Jamal Balenciaga won one. And Neil St. Clair, Chanel, excuse me, won a category. Father Camara Blonde, Open to Oil, Shoe Fetish. Nova, I don't know who won the draft run a thing. Kamora won a female figure runway for the females. The Conchat won for the Butch Queens. Sun Sun Mizrahi won a beginner's Vogue, honey. Escada won for Unpainted Butch Queen Face. Randy Balenciaga won for Painted Face. He won overall for the category. And
hello?
Where did she go?
Her kids were sitting down, and they looked like she got disconnected. I'm going to fuck that up. Well, we're going to have that in a different sector. Kelly was disconnected. She probably lost her signal, though. I wonder if the whole car lost their signal, Jasmine. I wonder if the whole car lost their signal. I'm for real. I'm thinking.
Yeah, she's gone. Hold on.
Everybody is on the line and in the chat room. Give it a minute. You're going to hear what happened just as soon as Kelly gets some reception. So, if y'all like to come up here and enlighten me and Jasmine, who was not in attendance, press 1 or start speaking in the chat room.
All right, I just got a text from, Man Prodigy.
Uh-oh.
About what happened. And he stated that, Jasmine, can you please understand that all the disrespect was uncalled for after...
Poor man.
Okay.
All right, Nicole, take over for a minute. I'm going to try to get Kelly on my cell phone and make sure that she's good to go. Hold on.
Chat room and everybody on that phone, y'all get ready to press 1 to really know what's going on. If anybody know how to get in contact with Mayor, maybe Mayor could get on the phone and rectify the situation. All right. Okay, they're going off. Wait, the chat room, she must be one of the... Yeah, I'm awake today. Oh, Deja's calling me. She must not have been on the line. Now, y'all in this room with these damn names talking about call me. You know I don't know who the hell that is. Can tell me what happened between Kelly Munster and me.
Hello?
Hi, baby. What's going on?
Oh, no. I'm on the highway, honey. I lost service, honey. So, you know, from time to time I lose service, and Nicole and Jasmine take over, and then when I get service, they'll call me back.
All
right, okay?
All right, thank you. I explained that. And if I shouldn't talk ballroom walker, then you shouldn't be walking. And walk the fuck out this chat room before you get your feelings hurt. I'm watching this chat room today.
No, that's right.
Okay. Right, before we go into the new story, and wants to talk.
Let me pick up this phone, because we're not going to do this in public, and we're not going to yell and scream. We're
no
not
yelling and no screaming.
Each other. We're not going to do that.
Hello?
Hey, man, you're on the show.
Hey, how you doing? What's up, Jasmine?
How are you?
First of all, I'm going to clear something up. First of all the disrespect that Kelly was doing out on this show, calling herself reading me, calling me a monkey and what not, that's fine. That's her opinion. You know, maybe other people may feel the same way, but I'm all right. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to cuss. I'm not going to read her. I'm not going to say all that stuff, all the stuff about her secret service people. I'm going to keep it real. She know I ain't no punk, and the same way she can throw out stuff, I can too. But I'll put it like this. I felt like it was shady, and I was seeing something because them individuals walked as boys, whether they look like they were push screen role sims or not. The category did not actually state that they had to look bangy. They just did not supposed to be in drag, and they was not supposed to be on moans. To me, the only reason why I approached Kelly, because lately, this ain't had nothing to do with the category, my outburst comes from me observing Kelly judging my house. That's all it was. So, like, I called Jack out of respect towards the house of Mizrahi, Andre, and the love that I have for Jack. I asked Jack to call me on the three-way with Kelly before this show. So, like I said, I felt as though Kelly is a leader of the house. She should have been woman enough if she thinks she's supposed to be a woman or whatever she, you know, portraying her life as. She should have been woman enough to get in contact with Jack. Or if Jack even said anything to her about me, we could have talked this over amongst ourselves. I just wanted to know what was the shade towards my house. If you look at the DVD, you can blatantly tell that Jasmine shaded my, I'm sorry, not Jasmine, Kelly shaded my house. You know, so that was my outburst. It ain't even really had nothing to do with her judgment for the category. That's how I felt. And I said what I said, and she said what she said. But like I said, the disrespect bullshit going to stop because she's not going to disrespect me and think that it's choice like that, and no one's going to do nothing to me. And that's how I feel about it. So my thing is, if she felt that big and bad, or whatever the case may be, then we should have handled it that night. It wasn't that deep to me. I just felt like I wanted to voice my opinion to her. She shouldn't have been plucking my daughter nails off her finger like that. That was uncalled for, in my opinion. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm a little tight right now, and I really felt like that was real petty. But, hey, that's her. I'm me. You know, Jasmine, I don't want to turn the show into a debate thing or argument or we keep going back and forth. Because it is some things that I want to say, but I'm not going to stoop to that level. You know what I'm saying? I'm just letting her know all that disrespect that she just did, Kelly, on the line by calling me black ugly monkeys, was uncalled for, baby, because trust me, I'm all right.
Listen, man. Kelly.
I'm listening.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Kelly, your background is really kind of...
Wait. Well, can I ask you a question, Kelly? This is my thing with you. Okay, because at one time we was all right. But all of a sudden, for some strange reason lately, because just like I know about the comment about you calling me a roach once before, you know, you never blatantly say them things to my face, and that's not calling you a punk, just like you know I'm not a punk. I don't disrespect you in no shape, form, or fashion, Kelly. I don't call you names. I don't get on these – see, I was getting ready to slip up and say something, but I don't get on these shows like that and export my business out by reading other people. I don't have no time for that, but I have a life, and that's not degrading or low standard in anybody, but I just feel some kind of way that what is your problem with me, period, or with my house? Because to me, what I see is you do have a problem with the house. If it's not the house, then it's me. And if you have a problem with me, you can tell me what the problem is, and we can see if we can fix it. But the disrespect is uncalled for, and the threat is uncalled for. But Kelly, we both have a reputation. It's just like you got people, I got people. You know what I'm saying? It's uncalled for. My thing is, it was uncalled for. I don't go out of character not unless somebody pushed me to that limit. I'm not a troublemaker, and I don't walk around acting like I'm bad. But trust me, I'm not a punk.
But I want to know, where did this become that I have a problem with the prodigies? I don't understand this. I really don't.
Well, Kelly, listen. This is how it goes. It goes back to the thing with me and Andre. Andre is my brother. Me chopping him 2 times here started an altercation weirdo. My house always felt like every time they walk, Andre would never pick a prodigy. He always would pick over a prodigy, even if the prodigy deserved to win. That was me and Andre's personal dislike because he felt like I disrespected him, A, as him being an icon, B, as him being my brother. So we resolved that. So all that was over. But recently, since it started, I'm going to say I noticed this since the icon ball it started. Because everybody always has so much to say about people judging. Just like you said, people was attacking you, saying you was unfair. Kelly, people read me all the time and say that I'm Judy, or I'm unfair, or man, it's just fair. I'm me, and one thing about me, I'm real. If I don't fucking like you, don't walk if I'm judging. Because, yes, it's personal. I don't fucking like you. I'm going to chop you. If a bitch leave my house out of shade and they join another house, I'm going to chop them. So that's where my reputation comes from, where they come from. Saying that, oh man, he feels some kind of way, or he fears. No, I'm just real. Just like you feel like you real, Kelly, I feel like I'm real. And I only said something to you because I just felt like you was kidding. You can watch the DVD, Kelly. You was not really voting for any. Not saying that you had to. That was your opinion. It was totally your opinion. Trust me, it was your opinion. I totally understand it. But when it comes to when it's a constant thing, then it becomes personal. A person is only going to allow another individual to do to them as much as they can stand. You know what I mean? And it gets to the point that a person, me, Kelly, to be honest with you, I'm totally over the ballroom scene. But I would not, never give anybody in the ballroom scene the benefit of the doubt and let them think for a second thought that my house is going to fail. I didn't create this house for it to fall, and I'm not going to allow a bunch of homosexuals to think that they're going to tear something down that I built up. So, yeah, if I feel like my house is being tried, I'm going to rectify the situation. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that's the only reason why I said something to you. But that's beside the point. My issue with you now is, what was all the disrespect called for, Kelly? Like, what are any points you think you're getting by coming on the line, calling me names? Like, I never heard them names being called to me before. But you understand?
Okay. Man, I want to know, and you said this, you that you detected this since the iCar ball.
Mm-hmm.
What happened at the iCon ball that you detected this? Because I wasn't able to understand this iCon ball.
Listen. At the iCon ball, a member of mine chopped your son, which is not just your house son, he's your gay son.
No, that's my house son. That's Jasmine's gay son.
Oh, okay. That's Jasmine's gay son. I didn't know that. I got the information that he was your gay son. But that's beside the point. He was a little upset for a member in my house that chopped him, which was their opinion. He wanted to try to go attack her. Now, first of all, you already know how it goes. Some houses are not violent. Some houses are. You know what I mean? My house hasn't been in any altercation because we haven't really been out there like that. But I don't have a bunch of punks in my house, neither. You know what I mean? So now my house was getting riled up. But into, you know,
hold
into
on a second.
With...
Hold on a second, man. Hold on a
go
second.
Go ahead.
That's pretty much exactly what happened. And that's
hello? Hello?
The icon is on the phone, Father Tony Revlon. Go ahead, man. Tony and Kelly, you guys are all on the air.
Okay. No, listen, Mr. Man, Kelly.
What?
Man, I'm Kelly. Kelly. Look, I mean, y'all taking, I mean, it should have, okay, I'm going to start off like this. Whatever happened Saturday, we have to, I was just on Kyle's show, you know, and it boils down to respect with everybody. That's why the ballroom scene is being ran the way it's being ran. Larry was on there, I was on there, Dre was on there. We was to be talking, and man, I know my son man was listening. This should be positive things. You know, threaten each other and all that over that category was uncalled for, but I'm hearing other things. Kelly.
Yes,
Kelly,
I'm here. I'm here.
You know, I raised you also. I raised you from, you know, I'm not gonna say the name and all that. You know, a man is my son. You know, that's why I stopped all of that was going on Saturday. You know, and y'all gotta talk about it, but I don't think a talk show is good enough to be talking about.
Well, Dan, can I intervene this conversation real quick? If don't nobody believe me, Dan, you can call Jack yourself. I text Jack last night when I was on the road coming back to Philadelphia to come home to go to work, and I text Jack again today and asked him to call Kelly on the three-way so we can talk about it. Now, if she had a beef with me, that would have been fine. But what I was trying to prevent is no one's going to disrespect me and think that it's choice like that. I'm sorry.
Okay, man, how many times have I called your phone, man, and I spoke to you on the phone? You could have called any one of your members and got my phone number.
No, Kelly, I went straight to someone that was close to you. I wasn't calling any of my members.
You went straight to Jack and Andre. Kelly is damn near the same age as Jack and Andre. You could have came to me as a leader in this ballroom scene.
What do you mean? Came to you how? Like him? What do you think I was trying to do? I don't have your number. Your number, Kelly.
You could have called.
Have your phone number. I called Jack and asked him. Either he could ask you to. Was it all right for him to give me your number or call us together on the three-way? This was his idea. He said that he would call us on the three-way. I basically just wanted your number. Or have you called me? You know what I'm saying? It didn't matter. Even after the ball, Kelly, I was going to come up to you and even say something after the ball and say, well, what was the problem? What was all that call for? I was letting you know I just felt some kind of way about how you was doing that particular individual when she was walking the category and how you was blatantly saying that they had a acrylic nail.
First of all, man, I did not know that child was a prodigy. And it was
I understand that. I understand that. But the fact of the matter is they wasn't even acrylic nail. They was fucking, what you call them shit, some glue on thing, the fake fingernails that they glue on.
Look, Kelly and Dre, Kelly and Man. Okay, I'm going to say the same thing I said to Andre and Kelly. We have people on here listening, and that's none of their business, what you're going through. I mean, whoever's not at that ball is none of your business. I think, and I feel in my heart, y'all need to talk a one-on-one, talk to each other or something like that over the phone with just y'all two. Because as long as y'all know it's people listening, it's not going to get solved because Man Tipper's going to come out,
I didn't come on here, Dan, honestly, I did not come on here with a attitude or nothing like that. I just wanted to let her know that was uncalled for her to try to base me or disrespect me on this show to these other individuals that's listening. Because I'm going to be honest, it's too late for us to even have a private conversation because she already came on here and tried to disrespect me already. So what difference does it make if we talk about it now or personal?
And the same way,
Kelly, I want you, I have watched you grow, and I have watched Man grow, I have watched a lot of people grow, but the conversation is going to be on Kelly and Man right now. Kelly, and this is no shit, I love you, okay, and I don't use that word to a lot of people. If I use it, that means it's real. Now, you are, I'm not going to say mean. You be shady for no reason, Kelly. And you be shady for two nights. I was in at the Rumble Ball. I heard what happened at the Rumble Ball. You know, if you are a leader, act like a leader. This is your show. This should not be a show about weed. It should not be a show about being shady to each other. You know, and I hope you're taking my advice to your, I hope you're taking it to the heart. Me and you have never had a discussion. See, whenever I talk to you, we talk, we solve it, and that's it. It should be with everybody. Everyone should need to respect each other. And Jasmine would tell you, I just said to her, your talk show is like, I mean, it's just not, it's not good to me.
I absolutely agree with you. And you know why, me and you never got into any altercation any time? Because Tony, when you come to me, you come to me as we are equals. Everybody else, they want to come to me after the fact of them disrespecting me, and they want to come to me and want to resolve the situation.
Okay, Kelly, I was sitting right there. You jumped up first, Kelly. You jumped up first. You jumped up. You pushed the chair back and jumped up first. Man, follow up. Okay, whatever man opinion was, if you are that judge, you judge. I mean, you know how many people that I have chopped and other people who had their opinion that's judging?
And that was the problem. Like, it's my opinion. Why is anybody questioning me about my opinion?
Okay, Kelly. You missing what I'm saying. It went too far. That went too far to me. Once you jump out of your chair, you got to remember, regardless, okay, it's just like me and Rodney. Regardless, that's my son. Once he acts a different way, you got to remember, it was over 800 people there. Man is going to feedback on what you said. If man would have jumped up first, you would have feedback on what man said because of the respect you have concerning the ballroom scene. He only fed up feed on what is that? He only feed up on what your action was. You know, but once both of y'all were saying that I'm gonna F you up, I would do it now. Now if you think about it, not a near prodigy stood up, not a near Mizrahi stood up. You know, whatever the prodigy said, I stopped that. They stopped. It boils down to respect to me. And y'all, and before all of this, I know y'all was communicating because we was all just laughing together in Philadelphia. But listen, Kelly, coming on the show, I didn't hear what you said, but once you on your, this is your show. You know, you supposed to act like a Oprah, Montel, and all that. You know, and that's how you're supposed to act. You do not get on your own show and read. That's not a leadership to me, Kelly. And honestly, all this fighting and all this arguing and all this stuff is uncalled for. You know, I did something Saturday, you know, but I felt that the person disrespect me. You know, but I didn't take it out on the house. I dealt with that individual myself. You know, I'm not getting on this radio show station and read him. I didn't do that. I didn't read him. I did not read the individual to James Caan. Like James did what he did, he put me to the side, blah, 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 blah. We talked about it. You know, that's what it all have to be. You got to talk about it. The problem here is the same thing I said the last time. This is the problem. We, as individuals, keep things in and don't let it out. But if man heard something you said before, if he would approach you then, it wouldn't got here. By him holding a grudge, and that's why it got this far. And Kelly, if he said something to you, you pull him up because that's what I'm going to do. If I hear Jasmine said something about Tony Revon, no, I'm not going to get on no talk show. I'm going to pull Jasmine up first to make sure it's true. But getting on here and holding it in, that's why we as individuals be out there fighting. Because we hold things in. If something goes on in a ballroom scene, we speak about it right then and there. Call them, talk about it. You know? And man is my son, and he's one of the, and everyone know how I am concerning all of my gay children. You know, it could have got deeper than what it was. Kelly, because I'm looking at them prodigies, and I'm looking at you. Your back turned towards them. You don't know what could have happened. And man, calm down because I put him on my shoulder. Man, shut up. Be quiet. I got this. you know. And then I'm telling him to be quiet, but you still going on and still going on. No, I'm not going to tell no one nothing wrong. Never ever. And man would tell you this, anybody that knows me, and you know me, Kelly, you know me, and that's what bothers me the most. I'm tired of hearing your name. Okay, you are a woman figure. A woman figure, okay? And I have told another one of my daughters, you are a woman figure. You act like a woman figure. You don't let nobody bring you out of your character. Once you allow someone to bring you out of your character, that's it. They won already. No matter if you kick their ass, they already won because they brought you out of your character. Okay? You are a woman figure. Let's not forget that part right there. Okay, everyone knows Kelly know how to fight. You don't have to keep proving that shit. You don't have to keep going on. Everyone knows man know how to fight. Everyone knows how Tony carry it, you know. Take care of it right then and there. You don't have to go. That boy was Saturday. This is 2 days later. You should not got on this show and said anything. Anything. That's why the ballroom scene is the way it is. Certain talk shows is being too negative. You know, and like I spoke to Stuart. I spoke to Andre today. For my son Andre to be in this ballroom scene for 22 years, he have never stopped walking balls. For him to say, Dad, I'm tired of these balls, something's wrong. Something is wrong, and this had nothing with how Andre still had nothing to do with that $10,000. He's tired, and when Andre's tired, it's something's wrong, because everyone knows this man loves and lives for walking balls. I have told Andre, stop walking these goddamn balls. Let your children walk. No, Dad, I just love doing it. Okay, it's like I just said on Kyle's show. We as leaders and being mothers and fathers, the only way this new generation is going to get it right, it has to start with us. It has to start with us. That's the only way. And like I tell them, I've been in this ballroom scene since 1982, and it has changed. They have changed because I'm not going to lie. I'm about to say, forget it. Sooner or later, it's not going to be no more balls unless we get it together. It's supposed to be fun. This is the way I look at this. It's a gay Hollywood. We are icons. We are legendary. We are stars and statements. But all this is uncalled for. And like me, I was going to call up my son, man, and ask Rich for a Rich number. You know, I should not be disrespected just like no one else should be disrespected, you know. And this is going too far, you know, because sooner or later, if y'all don't solve this, y'all two will be fighting. And I'm going to say this. I have a part to do with the House of Prodigy, and I have a part to do with the House of Mizrahi. And I'm not going to go for that. I'm not going to go for that at all. Because man is my son, and Andre is my son. And I'm going to say this like I said it before. Y'all people need to think before y'all do anything. Because right now, I'm in the middle of two of my sons. And that's not fair to me, Kelly. That's not fair. The same one I heard about last night, like the Mizrahis and Kongs. That's, come on. This is crazy. These are legendary houses. You know? And I'm not saying, Kelly, you make a bad leader. You just have bad choices you're doing. You're doing things the wrong way. You know, okay? But I get so many calls, Kelly. And, you know, and I have everyone. I have everybody back if they are right. I'm not going to let nobody jump you, Kelly. I'm not going to let nobody jump anybody that I'm cool with. But right is right and wrong is wrong, Kelly. And you are wrong. You are wrong. You are wrong for jumping out of your chair. It's different. Y'all two could argue, but once you jump out of that chair, that's to another different level there. Because you could have had something in your pocketbook. You could have had something anywhere. You know, we all have to think before we react. You know, and like what I did Saturday, yes, I probably was wrong.
But I did it because of the disrespect that that person gave me. But I did not take it out on the House of Cards. I dealt with that individual himself. Now, man is the father of a house. You are a mother chapter. Come on. If these people see y'all beefing like that, it's going to keep going on and keep going on. And this is something we have to think about, Kelly, and man. Me and man have went through it. No one never knew about it. Because we talk about things. Me and Audrey went through it. We talk about things. Okay, and the only thing I'm saying that we as individuals, I'm not even pointing, I'm using myself involved in that at all. And that's the only thing I'm saying to everybody, whoever listening and all. We have to change it. But the change has to come from us. Me, Andre, man, Kelly, Jack, Selvin, Jasmine also. Because Jasmine having plays a big impact in this balling scene also. You know, we have to change it. We cannot expect the children to change it. Remember, they are children. They're only going to do what they see. If they see parents beefing, that means the children are going to be beefing with each other. And this is real talk, yo. And honestly, I'm spending more of my time on this talk show of being peace than I was on Kyle's show. And I have a problem with that. I don't know how his show was before, but tonight I listened to it with so much positive things on there. And that's what Jasmine is a positive person. I'm not saying that her choices that she made was wrong, but it should be positive. It should be about balls that's coming up. What happened? What happened last night at the ball? Who won this? Who the next battle is going to be? Who the next legendary person is going to be? You know, that's how this talk show should be. You know, it should not be about all this negativity. The comedy is already bad. Come on, y'all. We already, like I said the last time, we already got so many strikes against us. Yeah. And just like they said, on Cop Dre said, you don't know who's listening to this show. And that's something we all need to think about. We don't know who's listening. It could be a bunch of straight people listening. It could be a bunch of stars listening. Do you think they want to have a part of all of us, the ballroom scene, if they listen to all this negativity here? And I listen, and Jasmine, there's no disrespect to you, because you know I love you. I have listened to this talk show 3 times, and it's nothing but negativity.
I think the negativity be brought, taken out of concept when it's disrespect, when people start disrespecting. Because when you're having a show, when you're just going off and you're having fun and you're spilling tea, I think it gets disrespectful when personal names are being called towards each other or someone's personal business is being come out. So it wouldn't be the show in a whole. It would be the individual, Grandpa, that's actually disrespecting the other person for whatever they decided to suppress. Like you said, if you didn't say something about something you went through, man explained, and I remember this at the Icon Ball, and I remember that Danny getting chopped, and I remember how that went. And if you felt something, Kelly, when that was the root to your problem.
No, let me tell you something. Nicole. First of all, I stopped Danny from knocking Tanaka. I'm the only person that can stop him from knocking somebody. I'm the one that told him to pay the situation.
Wait. Let me say this. See, this is where it was going to get nasty at. Ronnie was there, and Ronnie wanted to attack him. So, Kelly, stop making it like that.
Excuse me.
No, because if you're not going to keep making it like this boy is going to knock somebody and do something to him.
No. I'm going to say something.
I'm fucking God. Are you fucking serious? Because we not going to sit on this phone and make it like he's going to be anybody in my home.
Man. Okay, look. Let me say one thing. The guy that Kelly's talking about, I got off the panel. That man was walking up to that judge panel. He was standing by the door. I walked past him. I walked back to him. I said one word to this man. He said, "Father Tony, it's okay and it's cool." Nothing. It was, I don't know what Kelly's talking about. I'm the one that talked to that man. The brown-skinned tall guy, and I remember his face very clearly. Because I got off the panel and I talked to him myself. I said, a true winner, you let things go by. You just come back harder. But having all that argument and all that stuff, no. He said, "Father Tony, thank you." He went back to the Mizrahi table and sat down, and that was the end of it. Now, who bringing that up, that's what I'm talking about. Bringing stuff up in the past, leave it alone. But nobody, everybody, all of us bleed. We don't know. We cannot. We cannot. We cannot worry about the next man, what the next man is going to do. Because whenever I'm involved in anything, I don't care about the next man. That's the problem we have. Okay? But we have to realize that, whoever that guy was, I never saw him before, but whoever he was, he had a lot of respect for me, and he listened. You know, because you got to remember that same night, Tanaka was sitting by me. That's another one of my gay sons. And like, and just like I said to the guy, you are not going to do nothing to him. But at the same time, me being me, I got off the pad and I talked to the guy myself. You know.
All right, Tony, one second, Tony. Nicole, wait a minute. Listen, everybody that's on the phone lines, unfortunately, you guys have tied up the line so fucking much that the show is about to end in 3 minutes. If you're in the chat room, you guys can stay on and I guess refresh your page or whatever and go to the show that's starting at 12:30. If you guys are on the phone, you're going to have to hang up and call back in. The lines are frozen. The board is frozen. The show is going to end now in 2 minutes. So that means hang up and call back in. Again, you guys have, there's over about 400 people that are listening on the lines, and they have frozen the phone lines. So there's nothing we can do except end the show, and it's going to restart again in about 2 minutes. Okay, so again, the show is not over with. Hang up your phones. Call back in 2 minutes. If you're in the chat room, you're probably going to have to go out and click on the show that's starting at 12:30 in about 2 minutes. But, Tony, you can continue to talk for the next 2 minutes, and then the show is going to end.
Call Jasmine. Call me back when you're ready for me.
Okay, I'll call you back when I'm ready for you. Kelly, stop sounding so depressed.
I'm not depressed. I'm about to smoke a cigarette.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Kelly and Tony, thank you so much for coming on. I respect everything that you say, and I agree there is something that needs to be done. And I also agree that something needs to be done with this show, and that's what tomorrow is. Tomorrow is the anniversary show, but after tomorrow, I have no idea what's in store for this. Because it's draining, and Andre and I had that same talk today. It's too much. Man, also thank you, because I know you don't come on all the time, but thank you for at least coming on and saying something, and I really hope that we all can work it out, especially as leaders. I do agree that we need to kind of like, you know, talk behind scenes to work it out. I hate when we show our anger on the runway or on the judges panel, because it's getting out of control.